We have a variety of topics always in advance, and this month we've talked about bills and people and all kinds of things, but today we're going to talk about cats. And so, of course, I had to have some of our animal lovers in the program with me. This is Doris Bumenhui, and we have one of our good animal lovers who is on Let's Talk and a lot of the programs, sometimes on Advance, Hazel. Welcome, Hazel.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. I hope we have some cat lovers listening today.
Well, Hazel, you like all kinds of animals. You have I don't know if you have any cats. You don't have any cats now.
Not right now.
But you like birds.
Mm-hmm. I have two parrots and I have some dogs.
How many dogs? Four?
Too many. Four dogs.
Okay. See, so that's kind of, fills up your apartment.
It does, but they're not much trouble. They're pretty quiet when they're at home.
But, animal lovers like a lot of different kinds of animals, too. And I know there are places where people can take their dogs in Europe, but we're going to talk about places where you can take your cats. So thanks for coming today.
Sure, you're welcome.
And then we have one of our newer teachers, Serena. Serena, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. I'm happy to be here today.
And Serena, you've been on Advance before, haven't you?
Yes, I have, twice.
Good, that's good. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you like animals, and Serena, you're from the United States, right?
Yes, I am.
New Jersey?
New Jersey, right. Yes.
But then you worked in Korea for how many years?
For almost 8 years I lived and worked in Korea.
And you were on TV there and did a kids show and everything?
Yeah. Right.
Well, how long have you had a cat?
Well, I actually grew up with cats, and I currently have a cat of my own, so I am an animal lover, but I'm specifically a cat lover.
Well, they say there are cat people and dog people, but I like both cats and dogs too, don't you?
I agree. I like both. I can go both ways.
But there is something very special about cats. They say that you don't really own a cat. They own you, right? Dogs are kind of more do what you tell them, but cats do what they want. What do you think, Hazel?
I think you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's easy to be a cat lover and a dog lover. In fact, many people own both kinds of pets, cats and dogs.
But it's better if they get them when they're small, mm-hmm. not when they get older to put them together.
Mm-hmm. They get along pretty well if you get them both when they're small.
That's true, right. Well, our lesson today is on page 42 of the magazine, 42 and 43. And this is one of the trends. And trends are what?
Well, a trend is something that's popular for a while.
Right.
It becomes popular.
Hot news, hot mm-hmm. trends, things that are going on. And so something for cats, a cat lover's paradise, or is a place where the cats can be maybe not sitting at the table with you like we see in this little cartoon. That's kind of cute. Cats having tea with somebody. I don't think they quite do that. But cats like to be where they want to be. They sit where they want to sit.
That's right. Sometimes they get up on the counter or the table or sofa. Just do what they want.
Right. And you don't find dogs doing that so much.
I hope not.
No. But the idea of a paradise is just the most beautiful, wonderful place. It's like Tiantong almost, right?
Paradise. Yeah. So paradise is a wonderful place.
And feline fans. Now, why do they call cats feline? Do you know?
Well, feline is another name for the cat family.
Mm-hmm. So they're flocking to cat cafes all around the world, and that's kind of a new fad. I know they have cat pizza parlors and all kinds of cat places now.
Right. I know where I lived in Korea, cat cafes are very popular, and I've been to several, actually.
Really?
Yes,
oh, that's
I have.
Good. Well, I'm so glad you can be on this article with us then. Wow. In Korea, they even have them.
Yes.
That's good.
Plenty.
Well, we've got a lot of really, really nice photos here, and there's several cats. In fact, my former cat Toffee is on one of these pages, and you can see other cats on here. And I guess, Hazel, you didn't get any animals of yours on this one.
No.
Not this time.
I don't have any cats right now.
But sometimes your dogs and your birds get in the
mix. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, right. So let's take page 42 now, and let's take that whole page because there's a lot of pictures, but not too many words. So let's read about these places.
A cat lover's paradise. Feline fans are flocking to cat cafes around the world. A cafe patron is trying to woo Amu, but the beauty disdainfully turns away. Amu is a long-haired calico, one of 51 felines who staff the Calico Cat Cafe. one of Japan's numerous cat cafes, and she has a reputation for being somewhat aloof. Establishing the notion. The cat cafe didn't originate in Japan, but in the past decade it has really taken hold in a country where space is at a premium, and many apartments and houses are too small to keep a pet. The concept spread from Japan to Europe, where cafes such as the Katzen Cafe in Berlin and La Gatoteca in Madrid have opened. Now it has leaped the Pacific to the United States, where the grand opening of the Cat Town Cafe in Oakland, California last October was believed to be the first U.S. launch of a permanent cat cafe. Takafumi Fukue, owner of the Calico in Tokyo's Shinjuku neighborhood, said the cat cafe was born in Taiwan, but was far different from what it's become in Japan. There, he said, the cats wandered in and out from the street, mingling with patrons as they sipped tea.
Well, this is certainly a different concept for people. You know, some people that are not used to animals, whether it's a cat or a dog, they see one and they say, ooh, you know, they get away from them, or they poke at them, or they push them. They don't know how to act around them. Isn't that true?
That's true, but attitudes are changing, and now some people really respect animals and enjoy being around them.
That's true, because when I first came to Asia, people would not allow cats and them to be around. If they were a cat would be around, they would kick them off the street or push them in a corner, and they just didn't treat them very nice at all. So I started having cats come to the studio when I recorded, and I let everybody pet them. They said, ooh, I can't touch that cat. And pretty soon they'd get so they could pet them. And so we tried to teach people how to really care for animals, not poke at them or shout at them. Just like a baby. If a baby comes and you poke and shout at it, it cries. Mm-hmm. And cats might scratch you.
Exactly.
Right? And I think a long time ago there were a lot of stray animals that perhaps didn't
respond
well to people, and so maybe it was more natural to be afraid or to push them away because
didn't allow their kids to have pets before.
Right. But now things are changing, and many pets are considered part of the family.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know my cat is. I consider him my son.
So. And my pets are, too.
Of course they are. They're part of the family, too. And so they have these cafes now. Now, in Europe, they've often had places where you could take your dogs, mm-hmm. in Germany and those countries. And in America, you can't. There's no dogs allowed. But in Europe, they have. But the idea of cat cafes is a newer idea.
Yeah, it is a new idea. And the cafe we're talking about is in Japan, but we're going to find out that's not where the idea originated.
Right. Well, they said this patron or the person who goes to eat at this cafe, they try to woo them. That means they try to, come on, let me pet you, and they try to attract them to themselves, right?
Right. I think woo is a word we used to use for romancing someone.
Right.
A young man used to woo a young lady if he wanted to date her and perhaps marry her someday. So, but you can woo a pet, try to get a pet to like you or to spend time with you.
And cats certainly make up their own mind if they're going to like you or not. You can't make them do it. But the cat disdainfully just says, the cat says, I'm not going to be your friend. And they disdain you and they reject you.
Mm-hmm. And notice it calls the cat the beauty. It's a beautiful cat, and the cat probably knows that. So it disdainfully turns away. It doesn't want anything to do with that customer.
What kind of cat is Amu?
Amu is a long-haired calico, and a calico is an animal with distinct multicolored animal patches.
Well, you'll notice if you look at the next page, I think there's a top cat there that looks kind of like a calico cat to me. Is that to you?
It does look like it. So a calico cat is actually very cute. It's got different patches of color, sometimes orange and black and brown
strange,
and white.
It's like a rainbow.
Yes.
And you know, most calicos are female cats.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Very seldom will you see a male.
So, this long-haired calico, just like this one we see in the picture over here, they staff the Calico Cat Cafe, CCC. That's pretty mm-hmm. interesting. And it's one of Japan's many numerous cat cafes. And this one cat has a reputation. What is the reputation of this cat?
of being aloof.
What does that mean?
And aloof means not taking part in things, and especially in a way that seems unfriendly.
Right. You know, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm just going to go off by myself.
Right. So some people are like that, too. They're aloof. They just don't seem to know what's going on or care what's going on. Boy, this restaurant, though, has 51 felines who staff the cafe. That's a lot of cats.
Oh, I know. Can you imagine that?
I wonder how many staff members they have to take care of them.
Include the cats. It's a lot.
Well, some people are allergic to cats, so they better not be if they work there, right?
That's
especially
true.
Long hair ones.
True.
That's true. But to be aloof, you don't want to, if a person is aloof and you say hello, and they just say hello. And they're very cold. It's kind of cold.
That's right. They might give you the cold shoulder. And this feline, this cat, has a reputation for being that way, somewhat aloof, not responsive to the customers.
And I like it, this picture that's right under that. It says that there's the Toast Chat, a cat cafe in Taipei. Isn't that fun?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice picture, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not so sure I like the cat so close to my food, though.
Well, I don't think they'll stay there very long.
Oh,
I think
probably
that cat
not.
Looks a little aloof to
don't
us,
step on my plate.
Yeah, I don't think they would, yeah. But dogs would be right up there wanting a bite of the food,
I think.
That's
true.
Yeah. What about a bird? They want
birds, yeah, they're into everything, too. They'll definitely try to eat your food.
Yeah, they might, right? So you have to establish the notion or this idea. To get the idea, to establish it, making it, people accepting it, that's what it talks about. Now, this cat cafe idea did not begin in Japan.
That's right. So the idea of having cats in the restaurants, that idea is not from Japan, but in the past decade it has really taken hold. So it's really become very popular. People like it. It's a trend there.
And about 20 years ago, if you said that it's going to take hold, that people will accept it, I would have said, I don't think so, not in Asia. But sure enough, it has. Things have changed, you know, in China, every place now.
And in Japan, for a particular reason, it says because space is at a premium and many apartments and houses are too small to keep a pet. So if a restaurant has pets and you really want a pet but you can't keep one, you could just go to the restaurant and spend time with cats or dogs or other things.
That's kind of a nice idea, you know. And cats are kind of, usually their fur is quite soft and everything like that. And when space is at a premium, that means it's very hard to get. It's just very difficult to get space. And, you know, when you think of pets, like if a dog is too big, they shouldn't put them in an apartment. And sometimes people do, and they put them in, you know, small apartments, and dogs need more space to run, don't they?
Yes, they do. So this is an ideal way. You can almost have a pet. It's not yours, so you don't have to feed it. You don't have to clean up after it or walk it, but you can go there and spend time with it, and hopefully it will get to know you and recognize you next time.
And, you know, you don't usually need to take cats out for a walk, but dogs you do, and it's harder to have a dog as a pet in the city because they like to run out in the fields more.
Right.
Don't you think so, Hazel?
Yes.
Oh, as I said before, I did go to several cat cafes in Korea, and I was just concerned because most of the cats are confined into one room, and there's about a group of 20 of them. So that was my only concern. There weren't multi-levels.
I don't think that's too good to be too confined.
So then the customers would go into that room
if
they wanted to spend time with the cats?
Buy a cup of coffee and just pet and play with the cats. So I'm just wondering, is the cat cafe there for the benefit of the cat or for exploiting the cats?
I think that's not so good. I think animals need space. And
maybe
also they need ownership sometimes.
It sounds like the space in Korea must be at a premium too, right?
It is.
They have to put so many,
but they don't need so many cats. Like they have the Aldi cat pizza in Taipei, and they're usually just one cat that runs around. They don't have so many cats.
Well, we'll find out later that some cats are, they want the customers to adopt them, so maybe in Korea they will let people adopt them.
I don't know if they got that many of them.
I actually asked one cafe, and they said they weren't adoptable.
Really?
Right.
Well, you did ask.
I did.
Oh, good for you. You're a real cat lover. That's good. You know, I don't think it's good to have too many dogs or cats or anything in one place. The small space. They need space, too, don't they?
Right, because it can cause other problems as well, like
that's
aggression.
True. Yeah, that's true. But this idea, this concept of the spread from Japan, once it was there, to Europe, and now they call these Katzen Cafe, because that's what a cat is called in German, a Katzen.
A Katzen Cafe sounds great.
In Berlin, right. Well, and they even have one that's a Spanish word, in Madrid, right?
La Gogasoteca.
Okay, in Madrid.
My Spanish is so poor.
Yeah, my Spanish is not good. But then the idea leaped across the Pacific to the United States. So the United States was not first in this, right?
Not at all. Sounds like Taiwan and then Japan and then Europe and finally over to the States.
Of course, in the States, there's a lot more room for people usually to have pets, but now more people are moving to downtown in the cities. But people used to live outside the city more, and they could have their pets more at home.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in these big centers now where there's not much space that people don't have a chance to have animals. So I think that's why it's been popular, don't you think, Hazel?
I think so. Maybe also someone in your family is allergic to cats or pets, but you're not, so you could go to the cafe and enjoy the pets,
even though
you can't have one at home.
But Oakland, California, then they just opened, they thought it was the first real cat cafe of a permanent cat cafe in the States.
It had
and I guess
grand
I've never
opening.
Been one. Yeah, I've never been to one in the States. Have you a cat cafe?
Not in the States, no.
And I heard they just opened one in New York as well.
Okay.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
So a grand opening, it sounds like they were celebrating the fact that they were opening this Cat Town Cafe, and it's believed to be the first U.S. launch of a permanent cat cafe.
You know, but Takafumi, the owner of this Calico one, he said that this is in the Toko Shinjuku neighborhood. I've been there. That's kind of the center part where everybody goes to downtown kind of area, and that's where this one is. And the cat was, they said, well, this idea was born in Taiwan, they said, but it's very popular in Japan, and he said it's different. Why is it? How is it different?
Well, in Taiwan, he said the cats just kind of wandered in and out from the street, and they mingled with the patrons or customers.
You mean in Tokyo they did? Yeah. He said there, he said the cats wandered in and out from the street.
Yeah, I think he meant there in Taiwan was very different.
Mm-hmm.
So the cats would wander in and out. And I'd been to a few restaurants where they had a cat that was just one cat. It wasn't a cat restaurant, but they let the cat come in and out. And
oh, really?
So perhaps that's where they got the idea.
I noticed, actually, being in Taiwan for only 1 month, many mom-and-pop restaurants tend to have a dog in the middle of the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. They have a what?
A dog.
They do?
Sitting down in the restaurant. I don't
know. Yeah, sometimes.
If it's for advertisement or it's their own personal dog.
Well, I've seen a couple of these little small restaurants along the alleys and streets that will put two or three cats kind of in the window, sort of. I mean, they don't really mingle with the customers, but they'll have a little space for the cats to sit there to attract people.
I went to a restaurant a few months ago, and the owners had a rabbit.
Oh, wow.
And they would let the rabbit out to wander around from time to time. You had to be careful where you stepped.
Right.
You don't want to step on a bunny rabbit.
Well, rabbits get kind of nervous, too. I don't know if they
But some are used to it. This one was very used to customers. But you're right. You wouldn't take any rabbit and put it in a restaurant. But some, and when they're used to family and used to restaurants, it's okay. Mm.
So people are getting more so they don't get to see animals. Usually you had animals in your home. People had dogs and cats or bunnies and everything. But since they don't have the space in their homes, that's why you can have a chance to see them. Otherwise, kids even grow up without ever seeing these animals. Mm-hmm. So that's probably because we're becoming urbanized too much in the city. Do you think?
Yeah, probably.
Because we usually have them at home.
A lot of people live in apartments in big cities now.
Well, it's the cats like it. It's kind of like a paradise. It's kind of like a utopia. Utopia is what?
A perfect place, a perfect world.
Hmm. Well, let's read on and find out more about that.
A Cat Utopia. The Calico Cafe, the largest cat cafe in Tokyo, is a cat paradise with scratching posts, kitty tree houses, perches, cardboard boxes, and baskets to hide in, sunny windowsills to lounge on, and feathery toys and cloth mice to swipe at. Kurumi Bankohara, a first-time visitor, swished some feathers at one of the cats and tried a pair of velvet bat wings on another. I've been to cat cafes all over Japan, But this one is by far the biggest one I visited, and the cats are really friendly here, she said. An album at the cafe includes each cat's breed, birth date, and personality traits. For the record, it says Amu is arrogant in the store, but timid outside.
Oh, so we're finding out more about the Calico Cafe. It's the largest cat cafe in Tokyo, and it calls it a cat paradise. And when I think of the word paradise, I also think of the word utopia. Someplace that's beautiful, someplace that's perfect, everyone gets along.
Ideal place.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's happy.
Right. Everybody's happy, right. Well, they're happy because they can have a scratching post. Now, cats love to go around and scratch and sharpen their claws, don't they?
They do, and my dogs do that too sometimes.
You know, one thing that people did, and some people still do it, they used to do it in Taiwan, it was terrible. They don't want them to scratch the furniture. So they declaw, they pull out the cat's claws. And that's a very, very bad thing to do.
Oh, terrible. Yeah. I know it's illegal in many countries.
Yeah, it's very bad. It's very cruel because the cats need to do that. And when they do that, they can't defend themselves anymore. It changes their whole personality, and it's dangerous for them. And they like to climb trees and do things. So you're just like cutting off their toes or something. I mean, it's terrible for people to do that. They want the cat, but they don't want it to scratch the furniture. So they shouldn't even have one then, right?
It's terrible. Right. So a better idea is to just get a scratching post or someplace where the cat is allowed to scratch.
And cut their claws when they get too long.
That's natural.
Right. It's funny, my cat doesn't like to scratch. I've bought him several scratch posts, but he won't use it.
Oh, really?
He uses my sofa instead.
Well, yeah, no problem.
And that's okay.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
There's also kitty trees and houses.
Right.
Kitty tree houses, I guess.
And I saw some person's house where they, I think it was Roxana, who used to be our teacher here. She's in Seattle now. And she has a little walkway all around her house where the cats can walk all around in her whole house. They can climb up and go around. And so they can just be just having a great time.
I saw a house like that on YouTube. It was great. It had all these tunnels. And the man, that's all he dreamed about was how to make the house more cat friendly.
That's
a paradise. That was
amazing.
A paradise, right?
Yes, like an amusement park.
Yes,
well, and if you like animals, you can find all these cute things that they do, whether sleeping by the babies or doing this and that. You can see a lot of that on YouTube. But the idea of a cafe, the biggest problem I think is that some people are allergic to the cat fur, and so they can't go there. But I don't know why some are and some aren't, but they are.
That's right. But people wouldn't probably know if they have allergies, so they would probably stay away. But this is a great place to go and meet up with cats and enjoy your leisure time.
And, you know, you might spend a lot of money for a nice little thing for your cat, but it'll jump in a cardboard box that you have, an old box, and it'll like it just as well as something you might spend a lot of money for.
That's right. That's right. They love boxes. In fact, someone posted a YouTube about big cats like tigers and lions, and they like boxes too. They were jumping inside the boxes.
So isn't that funny?
If you can't afford expensive toys for your cat, just get
a box. Or they like to sit in the sun, like on a windowsill or anything like that, you know. And so this Kurumi, the first time visitor to this cafe, swished some feathers at one of the cats. And what else?
Well, she tried a pair of velvet bat wings on another, so I guess she tried to dress the cat with velvet bat wings.
I don't know if they would like that.
They probably wouldn't. No. But some are probably used to it.
Right. I've seen many people dress up their cats, and I'm just not for that.
I don't like dressing up dogs and cats. You know, they don't need it, and they don't feel good doing it. But people do that for themselves.
Right.
They think it's cute, but the animals can't lick themselves, take care of themselves.
Right.
You don't dress yours up very often, do you, Hazel?
I was just thinking I might do it more often, actually.
No, Kate, I don't do that.
Many people do it for image, but they're not comfortable with it.
I think it depends on the animal. Some don't care, but I mean, if it bothers your animal, then don't do it.
Right. But the album at the cafe, they include each cat's breed so you can find out what kind of cat they are. And you can see what kind of cats they have. And also a personality trait. So they say, well, this is my cat, Tiger, he likes this. And so you can kind of find out more about animals. It's kind of informational, isn't
it? And I think that's a great idea. You can look at all the breeds and you can check their personalities. And perhaps one day if you're in a position where you could be able to have a pet, you could learn a lot so that maybe it would help you make a good choice.
Well, this Amu, this one they're talking about, who is a little bit aloof, seems a little bit arrogant, kind of like, well, I'm just doing my own thing in the store. But outside, they're a little bit afraid. They're timid.
Right.
Because they're outside of their environment they're used to. So it's kind of a brave front, but you get outside of the elements, not so brave, right?
And that's probably true of animals and a lot of people, too.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Well, a closer look at the Calico Cat Cafe. What does it say about that over there, Hazel?
Well, let's see. It says patrons who pay the equivalent of $9.36 for an hour of cat play can also get a cup of tea or a bite to eat.
Well, I hope so, for $9. You know,
yeah. And that's for an hour. You can't sit there as long as you want.
Right.
For another 300 yen, about $2.80, they can make a cat's day and buy a fortunate feline a small chicken snack.
Now, I wonder if that's good, you know, for animals. Sometimes people overfeed them. They always tell you at the zoo not to feed them. And dogs are not supposed to eat that many times a day. I wonder if it's good for cats. I think they could get too much food that
way.
Well,
if they've got, say, 51 cats, that would take a lot of snacks to fill them all up.
I know, but if one cat keeps eating.
Yeah, but I have a feeling they probably monitor a little bit. Because you're right, Doris.
They have to.
You don't want a cat to gain too much weight.
Right.
Well, it says that everyone has a way of communicating with the cats. And one man said, quietly stroking a cat on his lap. And the other patrons, they crawled around on the floor trying to tempt the cats with toys. Kitty, kitty, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And a half a dozen cats rubbed up against this one patron who purchased the chicken snack. They all wanted some, so they rubbed up against him. What is the last
paragraph? And it also says a veterinarian attends the cats, which are all neutered and spayed, and once a year to give them checkups and vaccinations. The oldest cat at the cafe is now 7. There hasn't been a retirement yet, but Fuki said he has begun to think about how it should be handled.
Well, there's lots of things we can consider on this, and we'll talk about it more because we have one more day tomorrow and see what we think of this trend. And you think about it, too. Let us know your opinion, what you think about animal cafes and cat cafes, and let us know. And send us something online and go to our Facebook page and let us know what you think. We'll see you tomorrow when we finish the article. So pet a nice cat today on your way home. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.